We are joined by Lee Trevino to talk Ryder Cup, Cowboys, all that good stuff. I do, Lee, want to ask you about DeChambeau and Koepka because of the rivalry that they have and all the noise that we've seen, and now they're coming together to try and defeat the international team for the Ryder Cup. What do you think about them first, and can it work out for them to bring home the cup? You think that's going to be any type of distraction?
Oh, you got caught up in all the news media stuff, didn't you? Yeah, you're just like everybody else. You guys have got caught up on all that garbage. Are you crazy? You guys are in that business? You know you'd tell a little story every once in a while. Come on. There's nothing going on there. This is a team thing, man. They're going to be just fine. I don't think they'll play together, but they're going to be fine. But, you know, you've got a lot of quiet guys in that room. I mean, DJ doesn't say much. DeChambeau doesn't say much. Koepka doesn't talk to anybody. It's a completely different. But then you've got a very quiet captain also, Steve Strickler. You know, he doesn't talk a whole lot either. That's the thing. I mean, if I was captain, they'd probably leave when I walked in. You know what I'm saying? they would all leave because they could hear me coming down the hall talking. But no, I think they're fine. I think they're fine. They know that they've got a battle on their hands. This particular golf course is very demanding. It's long. The greens are tremendous amount of undulation in the greens. If the weather is not great, it'll kind of tilt towards the Europeans a little bit because they're used to playing that a lot more. I actually think they hit the ball straighter off the tee than we do. We're into this 325, 350 hitting off the drive. You can't miss fairways at Whistling Straits because the ball just goes off the cliffs and in some weird places. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to watch it.
Lee, when you were captain of the Ryder Cup and played in the Ryder Cup,
mm-hmm.
did you all have uniforms like they do now?
Well, we had three shirts. We had a sport coat. There was no money back then. Today this thing makes $500 million. When we played, I mean, we'd lost money. I mean, the PGA lost money when they put it on. So, yeah, we got some slacks, and we'd get fitted for them, 3 months before we played. And by the time we played the Ryder Cup, hell, they didn't fit. So. I used to tell him, I'd say, man, I've gained a little weight here. My pants don't fit. He said, I don't give a damn. He said, just wear the shirt. He said, give me a point and wear a shirt. He said, don't worry about it. I remember playing with Arnie. I mean, when he was captain, in 75 or something at La Trobe. And that's one of the last times that we played for 32 points. And we actually, I don't know if you know this or not, but we actually won that Ryder Cup in three rounds. We won. After we played Sunday morning, we had won 16 and a half points. We'd had enough to win. I remember going into the locker room. This is a funny story. I remember going into the locker room, and they wanted me to go play lead off the afternoon. Didn't mean anything. We didn't need any more points. And I'm sitting in the locker room, and Arnie comes in, and he got a big smile on his face. We played hard for Arnie. We really played hard for him. And he says to me, he said, okay, Lee, he said, you're out first. I said, Arnie. I said, I've played every round. I've played five rounds. I'm exhausted. He said, oh, baby. He said, I got you out first. He said, you're playing a guy named Norman Wood. Never heard of him. Never heard of Norman Wood. Never heard of him since. And he says to me, he said, you're playing a kid named Norman Wood. He said, and the governor's on the first tee waiting on you. I said, how much time do I have? This is the God's truth. He said, how much time do I have? He said, 30 minutes. I said, good. So I told the locker man, I said, bring me six Rolling Rocks. So he brings me a six-pack of beer, and he puts it on the bench, and I straddle the bench, and I inhale four beers in about 20 minutes, and I got a little buzz, and I walked out to the first tee, and everybody's yelling and clapping, and the governor comes, puts his hand out, and I missed it. I missed it. I went right outside of it. And when I turned after nine, I'm two down to Norman Wood, and Arnie's in the pavilion there next to the tee of the 10th tee, and he says, how you doing? I said, I'm two down. He said, I'll hold it up right there. He brings me two beers. He said, have a good time, baby. Have a good time. He handed me two beers. I'm going down the 10th fairway. God's truth. God's truth. We had a ball when we played. But again, we didn't, we only played Great Britain and Northern Ireland at the time. We didn't play Europe. And they had five players, Norm, that could play with our five top players. But our seven was much stronger. Our bench was much stronger than their bench. And that's how we prevailed. We prevailed simply because the bottom seven was better than theirs. It was kind of a toss-up with the first seven. I mean, we had Oosterhaus to play against, Jacklin to play against. I mean, we had some good players. Yeah, great players that we played against.
So I know when you were at the top of your game, supreme confidence and everything, and one of the best Ryder Cuppers in American history, but let's say Ryder Cup on the line, one singles match, who would you least like to be standing on the tee getting ready to face that you've played against throughout your career?
Well, I tell you, Seve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Seve. I never played him, though. I never played him. They always put him with somebody else. I was kind of always out first. They always wanted me to go out and get a point as quick as possible. That looks really good. You know what I'm saying? That's how I lost. We were 2 points behind when we went into the finals when I played the Belfry in 85. And I put my best three players out front, which was Raymond Floyd, Curtis Strange, and I can't remember the third one. And they all lost.
Ooh.
So that was the end of that story, you know. I figured if I could win that, and all of a sudden we put a plus on the board, it would encourage the other guys to play a little bit harder. But we lost the first three matches, and that's what they do. Seve was the guy that was really hard to beat because he didn't have a weakness. Seve's weakness was his temper more than anything. I mean, he would get a little hot. Here and there, you know. You see a little bit of that in rum sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Frustration. Seve would get frustrated. Yeah. Whether it hurt his game or not, I do not know. But that was it. But if the good Lord gave everybody everything when it came to golf, Seve was a little high-tempered, and he wasn't the straightest hitter in the world. But he was one of the longest also. I mean, and he was playing the Bellotta ball. You know, when you played that softball and you hit it a long way and you hit it a little crooked, it – you know, that thing would multiply. Yeah, it would go it'd be go everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We mentioned a little bit earlier, Lee, but you talked about the Cowboys, and we just wanted to get your thoughts about them beating the Chargers, and now they have Philadelphia Monday night. How are you feeling about the team so far?
Well, I think after what they went down there, I know Brady. The GOAT is tougher than a boot. I don't care how old he is. You know, when you're that good, age doesn't mean anything. Plus, they kept that team. In other words, they didn't lose anybody. And they had – you know, you don't win a Super Bowl. If you're not in the top 10, top 7 as far as defense is concerned, you're not going to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So we got a hell of a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be giving up 30 points, 35 points a game and expect to go anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to work. It looks a lot better, I thought. I think Lawrence and those guys, when they come back, Gregory, when they come back, will help a little bit. The quarterback on the opposing team has too much time. You can't give a quarterback that much time. And eventually they're going to get open. Our defensive backs, I think, much better than they've been in the past. I've got a lot of interest in them because I think they're back. I think they're going to keep improving. I think if Mr. Jones just stays up in the lobby, you know, and looks at the screen and not go down on the field, I think it'll be okay. It'll be okay. But I think they've got it good. I think the defensive coach they brought back in is doing a hell of a job already. I think this coach, if you leave him alone, I think we have a hell of a coach here in McCarthy. I do think that he's going to go good. Zach surprised the hell out of me. He dearly surprised me. I didn't think that he would be that sharp. My hat's off. My hat's off to him. I think that what he did the last 2 weeks is unbelievable. He's only going to get better. And if we can protect him and keep him in the box, so he can hit those receivers, what can I tell you about the receivers? No one else has got any receivers better than we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we had one that was about, you know, we need one about 6'7" that weighs about 270. Some tight end. They can walk. You know, they can run the 40 in about 8. You know, we'd be all right.
Well, Lee, it is always a pure pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We are all looking forward to the Ryder Cup. I know you are also. And the only thing I'm going to think about is you telling the story while I'm watching the Ryder Cup. So I'm really happy about that. Thank you for your time,
man. I'm telling you guys, God bless you. Enjoy the Ryder Cup. I hope everybody has a great time.
Thank you, Lee. We appreciate the time.
All right, man. Thank you for calling.
Do you know how active that guy is? He is all over this country playing exhibitions and playing with businesses. And he's got Mike.
What?
He's with Gary Player today?
Yeah, I called him yesterday, which is just totally normal that I'm calling Lee Trevino. And there's always a few people. Mike Leach was one of these. When you call him to set up something, it actually turns into like a 10-minute phone call where I'm like, why are you talking to me at all, much less for more than 30 seconds. So, yeah, he said that he wasn't sure about today because Gary Player's in town and they're doing an opening of PXG golf clubs or something, which I hadn't heard about. So it's kind of cool if the Black Knight is in town. But, yeah, he's the greatest. I mean, I smile the whole time he's on. Was he 81?
No, I think he's older than that.
81 years old.
81?
Yeah, he's 81. Is? 81? Yeah. Absolute treasure.
Gosh.
Seriously.
Trevino and Player. What a couple of spares.
Really, really love talking to Lee Trevino.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.